It is Helping Hand, statewide on HPR1 stations on Fridays as part of our afternoon drive broadcast of All Things Considered, and then it appears online at hawaiipublicradio.org. Helping Hand puts a spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to people with disabilities and people and animals that are among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week we've got a great returning guest, Leilani Farm Sanctuary of Maui, an all-volunteer nonprofit. They provide shelter to a whole lot of rescued, sometimes previously abused animals. They save animals that are sometimes destined for slaughter or orphaned after hunters have killed their parents, educate the community on the humane treatment of animals, including educational programs for school groups and special needs visitors and tours for the general public. And we're proud to welcome back Laura Lee Blanchard, founder and president of Leilani Farm Sanctuary. Welcome back, Laura Lee, and Happy New Year to you and all the animals.
Oh, thank you, Dave. Happy New Year to you, too. I'm so happy to be back on the show.
First, before we hear about some of the interesting characters, give the folks the basics.
We're on Maui, Maui's North Shore, in a town called Haiku, close to the Hana Highway, and we're on a 8-acre refuge with rolling hills where the animals have run of the land.
Who is there? And speak a little bit about the mission.
We've got donkeys, chickens, cats, rabbits, guinea pigs, tortoises, deer, sheep, a cow, geese, a swan, ducks.
Sanctuary is actually named after what I guess you would now say is a very famous donkey.
Leilani. Leilani was our first resident donkey. We have reached the point where we are at capacity with animals. In fact, we get multiple calls every day, which is really the hardest aspect of running a sanctuary, is to receive all these calls about animals in desperate need of rescuing and to not have the space to continue taking more and more. We're maxed out.
And how many animals approximately, Laura Lee, are there?
Probably about 350 animals.
And Matthew the turkey, is he still doing good?
Oh, Matthew, he's one of our stars. He loves to be picked up and cuddled just like a big baby. He weighs nearly 40 pounds, so picking him up is like bench pressing. You have to use proper body mechanics, but he could just sit there for hours being cuddled. And he was saved from being butchered before Thanksgiving, along with his sister Erica. And they love visitors. They're super friendly. But we have a new resident turkey named Gregory, who's super affable. He wanders around the farm, and he is at the reception area when visitors arrive at the pavilion. And he just spreads his wings and asks for hugs. So visitors don't know whether to run from him or hug him because he's big and imposing looking. But if you squat down and put your arms around him and bring him in for a hug, he is very happy.
How do you get funding for this unique operation that you're running over there?
Well, we offer farm tours, and visitors make donations for the farm tours. And oftentimes, visitors will really feel a connection with a certain animal and decide to sponsor that animal. By sponsoring an animal, they enroll to make a monthly donation, and that donation provides food, shelter, and veterinary care for the animal. And in return, they receive an adoption certificate with a picture of their animal.
And you had mentioned that people do tours there, which is another way to generate revenue to pay for all the expenses of caring for these hundreds of animals. You also, in terms of that care, have volunteer opportunities.
We have general volunteer opportunities every Monday and Wednesday morning where visitors, including people on vacation, can come and spend a couple of hours helping out with a variety of projects. It might be spreading wood chips on the muddy trails, or cleaning out the guinea pig's house, or harvesting banana leaves to feed the rabbits and the goats. But for people who are able to commit to one day a week and want to have the most direct interaction with all the animals, we can train them to learn the morning rounds. And that entails feeding, providing water, manure collection for all the animals. and that's about a three-hour stint.
When would be the time that they would do that?
We have some volunteers who do the morning rounds at 8 o'clock and others who like to start at 9 o'clock. So any time in that range, any time in the morning, we can be flexible.
And what about upkeep and stuff around there? What if folks are good at being like a handyman sort of thing, doing construction, carpentry, repairs of buildings and structures? Is that an area that people could support you in?
Oh, that is extremely helpful. We have an endless list of repair opportunities here, and people who have handyman skills are really very much appreciated. We have fencing repairs and many miscellaneous construction projects. So yes, indeed, we can always use help in that area.
What about landscaping, Laura Lee?
Yes, indeed. We have botanical gardens. We also have raised garden beds where we grow food for the animals.
Just like humans, people have medical needs from time to time. It's just part of being stuck here in this physical vessel. Any area veterinarians, could you use more people who have experience caring for animals, who wanted to volunteer, get involved in that sort of way?
Yeah, people who have veterinary skills are a great asset because we have animals who need to have their teeth checked periodically. People with veterinary skills can help examine the animals, and that's really useful. There are veterinarians on the island, but none of them do pro bono work for the sanctuary.
So when you have a trouble, you basically, because obviously with all those animals, when somebody needs help, you basically have to pay some kind of veterinarian to do the work on the animal.
Yes, we do. And we have a lot of animals, so it can get expensive. Thank you for thinking of that. That's so true.
You mentioned it as a way that helps to finance the food and medicine and other things that the animals need to be cared with. You do weekly tours. And just so I have the dates and times right, this is where people from the public can pay to take a tour of the facility. That money helps pay for the food, medicine for the animals.
We have the tours on Mondays and Wednesdays at 4 and Saturdays at 10.
And then what about things like specific supplies? Much like you sponsor an animal, I guess I'm saying, you could sponsor a project there, like rebuilding the such and such or renovating the, you know, fill in the blank here sort of thing.
Yeah. The one item that would be very helpful would be if somebody wants to sponsor bales of hay for the animals, because during the winter when it rains a lot, as it has been lately, the animals don't want to go out and graze. They just stay in their barns. So we fill the barns with hay and we go through a lot of it. So that would be a wonderful way somebody could help, by sponsoring bales of hay. Also, we're going to be embarking on a new project. We're going to get our feed shed organized with cabinets and shelves. And anybody who has construction expertise or who wanted to donate to that project, that would be really helpful.
It's LeilaniFarmSanctuary.org. And you can make a secure donation on there in addition to learning about the animals and what they do and the volunteer roles and other ways that you could assist them. You can give a call as well, 808-298-8544. You can send an email, info@LeilaniFarmSanctuary.org. You can find them all over the place on social media, things like Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Yelp, Twitter, TripAdvisor. The full interview, the radio feature, all their contact information, and all of our other Helping Hand guests archived at HawaiiPublicRadio.org. What else could you use support with, young lady, that we have not covered today when you look around at all the wonderful creatures who are staring back at you and trying to make a little itemized list of all the things they'd like? What is it that we haven't covered that we need to mention?
We could really use more animal sponsorships, because those sustaining donations are what really keep us going. When we can count on donations coming in every month, that is the biggest help.
Sounds a lot like public radio, if I didn't know better.
Yes, indeed.
Laura Lee Blanchard, founder, president, Leilani Farm Sanctuary, and on behalf of all the critters who you've rescued and are having a great life with companionship and are being looked after by people who care, thanks for doing what you do, Laura Lee. It's an inspiring place.
And thank you for your wonderful program on the air. Aloha.